here. Greg, my friend and co-host for the day, Greg Bach, is in his home, and he is Zooming in, but I can see
you. Yes, I'm Zooming. Kristen, no more Miss Nice Bry. That took too long to get to, but oh well, it's worth it.
No more Mrs. Nice Bry. I like that. I dig that. It helps people remember that it's Bry, not Bray, because everyone thinks my last name's Bray, but it's Bry. Man. Bry like try, don't know why.
I do Breyer's ice cream.
Yeah, it's like that. It's like Breyer's ice cream.
Because I'm a hungry gay.
So we were talking about the RNC, but similar to stay on the topic of at least the GOP.
Yeah.
On the heels, basically a day after, Kevin Nicholson, who was one of the four candidates running for the Republican, to be the Republican candidate for the governor's race in Wisconsin, dropped out of the race earlier this week and
suspended his campaign. I love that term.
I know.
He could come back.
Does anyone ever come back from a suspension of their campaign?
I'm still waiting for John Kerry. I mean, he suspended his campaign a long time ago, and you know what? Any day now, any day, Johnny Kays, you got my vote.
So he's suspended his campaign, and the cited reason was in order to gain traction for his campaign, he felt like the only way to do that would be to go dirty and be negative. And he did not want to do that to the other candidates. He didn't want to do that for the party. Whether that's true or not, I don't know, but that's what he
thought. I think there was a story that they interviewed a bunch of people about him, and as they said, who?
Yeah, that too.
Who's that?
He was pulling around 10%, I think.
Adorable.
So that there was that. But we spent time yesterday talking about the idea of going negative and that's a good thing or a bad thing. But literally as of yesterday, now Rebecca Clayfish has an ad out specifically calling out Michaels, the two top candidates, because I don't know if anyone, if you thought you hadn't heard of Kevin Nicholson, I'm not sure really anyone's heard of Tim Rantham, but great.
Oh, I saw all of his yard sign.
You got people in your neighborhood who have a yard sign?
I've seen some Rantham yard signs.
Does it have the ram horn on it? Because that's like his campaign logo is a ram with horns. And it's like, he also has some great quote about being the only Tim. Like there was, he was playing, trying to do some word, like playing with the word Tim, since there's Tim Michaels and Tim Rantham. And I wish I could remember it. And it's going to
take a long time. You can't spell freedom without Tim.
Yes, I don't think that's what it was, but that's basically the sentiment. So now it's Rebecca Clayfish and Tim Michaels, two top candidates, I think fairly neck and neck, depending on what the polling says. But she came out with an ad yesterday that specifically went at him, at his decisions about the gas tax. And Luke, do we have a clip of that ad of what she said?
I'm Rebecca Clayfish, and I've put more than 200,000 miles on this old minivan. Thankfully, most of them came before Joe Biden and Tony Evers jacked up our gas prices. As your governor, I'll fight to cut taxes and stop liberal spending to lower costs for everyone. Tim Michaels pushed for years to raise our gas tax while getting rich from massive government contracts. Tim Michaels is out for himself. I'm Rebecca Clayfish, and I'm on your side.
Shots fired. Boop, boop, boop. Yeah. Boop, 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 boop. I mean, and the truth is the what they cite in the, I think in the ad, they cite where they got that information from, is that he is part of different groups that have been supportive of the gas tax, both in Wisconsin and other states and federally. And so whether it was, the Wisconsin Transportation Builders Association or Transportation Development Association or even the WMC has all supported a higher gas tax. But of course, he came out and his response was, no, I don't.
I mean, that's, what did you expect him to do? Like, do you expect him to present nuance in the face of Rebecca Clayfish? I mean, no, you don't do that. The ad is beautiful. It's so funny. It's so like, pats that minivan.
The minivan.
Good old minivan here is taking me a lot of miles. Because Joe Biden, Tim Michaels, my kids aren't going to soccer practice.
So this was his actual response, which is also pretty petty. So statement from gubernatorial candidate Tim Michaels on false Clayfish ad. When politicians are shocked to find themselves losing, they go negative out of desperation. So it is sad that the former lieutenant governor has decided to go negative by falling in line with politics as usual. If you like politics as usual, then vote for the usual politicians. I never attacked my competitors in business in order to get ahead, but I will defend myself when attacked. The negative ad is completely false. I did not and do not advocate for a higher gas tax. Moreover, it doesn't help us defeat Tony Evers this fall. That is my focus. That is our mission. So, gloves off.
Okay. So, two things about that. First of all, in 2022 politics, I think it's so cute that Tim Michaels thinks that this is negative. Like,
that's true.
Like, I get that this is it's an attack ad, but I don't feel like it's like saying, oh, you were in the company and whatever. But also, I give him credit for not saying, I'm not a politician, though. You know, he did say if you like politics.
He has said that a fair amount.
I mean, in the statement, though, I'm saying, because usually when people like that are running, they'll put in everything. They'll wait T-shirts. I'm not a politician, but I don't know. Was an attack ad? Yeah, by definition, it was.
It's not really an attack ad. It was actually just say because she cited where he likely is surrounded by or involved with groups who have advocated for that. And so I think it's the first of many as far as how these two end up going at it, because I think he's just totally backdoored her after she's worked 3.5 years. So should be an interesting less than 5 weeks to see where this goes. But all right, when we come back after the break, your new hometown of Kenosha, we're going to talk about more guns. Guns, guns, guns.
More guns.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. We'll be back in a minute.
Behind, because I'm moving in. I'm sick and tired.